The final speaker of the second public hearing on the proposed six-year physical program, Jed Whitaker, offered a question, if not a challenge, to the assembly and administration members.
Are you guys really listening? I don't know. I really have my doubts.
If others shared Whitaker's concerns, it didn't show. At the evening's next public hearing, over three dozen citizens waited their turn to talk about the proposed 2010 municipal budget. They all targeted the operating portion, totaling slightly more than $420 million. The first three, Paul Swetsoff, Rick Braun, and Travis Cox, were angry over property taxes and municipal spending and addressed the assembly in a manner difficult to ignore.
Dan Sullivan was elected for a really simple reason, because taxpayers were fed up.
The shortfall that we have now of $30 million or so that we're trying to solve resulted from irresponsible voting, I feel, by the assembly. Not because we taxed below the tax cap. We don't have too much taxing. We have too much irresponsible spending.
There's not a lot of common sense on this panel. You really don't care about us. There's a lot of you on here that are just plain elitist, you're overeducated, and you don't understand what we're going through out here.
Sarah Wright supported Mayor Sullivan's budget proposals of not filling empty municipal positions and emphasizing maintenance of existing facilities over building new ones. But Wright said some of Sullivan's proposed cuts went too deep and thwarted voter-approved desires.
It's not just the pools and libraries and other parks and rec issues. It's all things that we've bonded for recently need to be supported. And I just wanted you to know that I don't plan to speak for other people as others have. I'm speaking for me as a taxpayer. I don't feel that we're overtaxed.
More than a half dozen speakers, like former Assembly and current Library Board member Charles Wolfert, said the Assembly should not accept the proposed cuts to the library in the mayor's budget.
When we've had good times, we haven't added to the library. When we've had bad times, it's been the first place we've cut. It's not surprising if you come here during the week, in the middle of the day, that parking lot is full. The use has never been higher than it is now. And yet our consultant who works with libraries all over the country says that the survival of this library is at stake.
Anne-Marie Moylan of the Anchorage Concert Association said preservation of municipal grants to the local arts sector of the community was simply good business for the local economy.
Of the indirect dollars that go through the community, the total economic impact generated by the sector become $1,944,000 of revenue generated for this city.
The proposed reduction in routes to Anchorage's public transit system and fare hikes also received considerable attention. Sarah Pullen of Eagle River says for 8 years she's ridden the bus by choice. Pullen noted that's not the case for most riders, especially in harder economic times.
As a healthcare worker in Anchorage, I also see many of the working poor, senior citizens, especially in Eagle River, use the bus route, the 76 and the 77 and the 102 that goes by the Chigiak Senior Center for shopping and to go to medical appointments in town.
The first public hearing on the municipality's 2010 budget ended as it began, with a request that the assembly control property taxes. However, the tone was softer than the first three speakers.
My name is Deborah Berlini. I cannot afford my property taxes to continue to grow. I am a single parent and recently cut my hours to part-time just enough to keep my health benefits. I did so I could be there for my children before and after school.
The second of two required public hearings on the 2010 budget takes place at next Tuesday's assembly meeting. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.